you caught that after, bud. Now catch me around here, bud.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. We find out later this morning what unemployment was up to last month.
A survey of economists predicting the U.S. will likely gain more than 176,000 jobs in January, which would be far fewer than December's 216,000, another number that could be revised lower. If that economic forecast is right, the unemployment rate could rise slightly from 3.7 to 3.8%. The Labor Department releasing January's jobs numbers later this morning.
ABC's Andy Field. No specific numbers, but authorities in Clearwater, Florida say several people were killed when a single-engine airplane crashed into a mobile home park. The National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration to investigate. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer announced the text of the border policy reform bill will be released no later than the end of the upcoming weekend. He's setting up a vote for next week. This is ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report, reporting from the Corn Soybean Expo. Double-digit gains in milk markets yesterday at the Mercantile Exchange. March milk up 63 to 1754. April up 57 to 1777. May up 40 to 1803. June up 29 to 1820. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 2 to 154. 40-pound blocks up 1 and 3 quarters to 166 and 3 quarters. 2 trade a barrel, 11 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 to 274 and a half, 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 123, no trades. Dry whey up 3 and a quarter to 50 and a quarter and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets with triple-digit gains yesterday as supportive news from Wednesday's cattle inventory report showing the big drop in beef supply helping to support the markets. Meanwhile, hog markets mostly lower as the trade decided to take some profits after the surge in prices recently. They also were selling hogs to buy the cattle. February live cattle up 240 to 179.75. March feeder cattle up 472 to 244.87. February hogs down 55 cents to 75.80. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets mostly lower on the day. Some positive weather in Brazil and also a disappointing export inspections report pressuring prices. Soybeans also mostly lower due to that disappointing export inspections report along with that Brazil weather. Meanwhile, wheat markets, though, they closed mostly higher. Some short covering kicking in late in the session, even though the export inspections report was viewed as somewhat disappointing. New crop corn down 1 to 479. New crop beans down 14 and a quarter to 1185 and a half. Chicago wheat March up 6 and a quarter to 601 and a half. Minneapolis wheat March up 3 and 3 quarters to 696. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn at 380, March 383, April 384, new crop at 424. Cash beans 1113, March 1118, April 1124, new crop 1101. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 402 and a quarter, March 405 and a quarter, April 414 and a quarter, new crop 424. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 412, March 409, April 422, new crop 419. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn at 389, March 392, new crop 424. Cash beans 1123, March 1126, new crop 1110. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 392, new crop 424. Cash beans 1118, new crop at 11 even. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 422, April 431, May 434, new crop at 429. Cash beans 1154, April 1184, May 1186, new crop 1130. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 390, new crop 424. Cash beans 1128, new crop 1110. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 148 to 176. Holstein fed cattle 126 to 156. Market cows 70 to 111. Bulls 98 to 116. Calves 140 to 750. Beef steers 185 to 312. Holstein steers 109 to 255. Sheep markets. Market lambs 197 and down. Ewes 85 and down. Rams 100 and down. Goat markets. Does 110 and down. Bucks 120 and down. Milwaukee Stockyards, finished beef steers 167 to 176.50, finished beef heifers 167 to 175, finished dairy steers 145 to 154, market cows 80 to 95, market bulls 86 to 121.50. Hog markets, market hogs at 34 to 54, light sows 29.50 to 33, heavy sows 34.50 to 33.50, and boars were at 15 to 20.25. That is a check of market. Reporting from the Corn Soybean Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-833-1883 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-833-1883 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-833-1883 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-833-1883 now. That's 800-833-1883.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 45. Then on Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a high right around 48. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Glared at me over her coffee cup. She said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard." She said, "You don't know it, boy, but you just blew it." And I said, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." I got that deer in the headlight look. She read my face like the cover of a book and said, "Don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it." And I stuttered, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Oh, that's my story.
That's my story.
Yeah, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. Well, honey, me and the boys played cards all night. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Oh, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness and you know I can't prove it, but that's my story and man, I'm sticking to it. You know I ain't gonna do a thing, darling, unless you approve it. Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Kids are grown. looking for a love to stand the test of time. I've been looking for someone to be all
listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a muckaroder, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muckamack, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, that I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matama, Apollo, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topekipa, Anquilla, Ampadilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Furry Day, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, off Coosa, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Double Lake, Cradle Lake, for Pete's sake. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Aspen, Oxville, Omaha, Black, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean, sir. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I'm an everywhere man, I'm an everywhere man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man.
I know some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Hank Snow, I've been everywhere here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins from the Corn Soybean Expo. Temperatures in the mid to upper 20s across the region this morning. Sunshine expected today and another nice day with temperatures in the mid 40s. And coming up next hour, we're going to talk with Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing. Talked with Brian yesterday about the markets here at the Corn Soy Expo, so we'll be chatting with him here coming up next hour in our newsmaker segment, along with that ag weather forecast as well. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A farm bill program deadline is approaching. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The recent Farm Bill extension means producers have a March 15th deadline to make a decision between the Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs, also known as ARC and PLC. Steve Johnson, a retired Iowa State University Extension Farm Management Specialist, says it's been running for 10 years now, and in that time, reference prices have not changed. $3.70 a bushel on corn, $8.40 on beans.
The weighted average cash price for the entire marketing year had to be below those levels, 370 corn and 840 beans. But because they use an Olympic average calculation and they're using 18 to 22 prices, both ARC PLC will see higher prices being used to calculate these payments, which is good for farmers.
The new ARC PLC adjustment has corn at 401 and soybeans at 926. Johnson thinks that should make the system more attractive. However, there is a big decision that he says should be made before choosing ARC or PLC.
Crop insurance, that's the big safety net. So I think working early with your crop insurance agent is recommended, because we're going to see a drop in the projected price, that simple average price in the month of February. And that drop compared to last year's going to be probably more than $1 a bushel for corn and $1.75 for soybeans. So I think a lot of people are going to be scrambling, saying, hey, I got to figure out how to increase my revenue guarantee. If I stay with the same product, the same level of coverage, I'm way short of guaranteeing any sort of profit.
One crop insurance decision, according to Johnson, farmers cannot take alongside the ARC County program. That's the supplemental coverage option known as SCO.
If you are going to buy this county-based endorsement, it uses your county yields. It sits on top of your revenue protection decision. So if you're trying to increase your revenue guarantee, you might want to buy SCO, but you've got to be in the PLC program. So I think you start by going through the numbers, walk in with that information to your crop insurance agent. A lot of them have really powerful tools, and they're going to be able to look at both the crop insurance decision and whether you're going to purchase SCO, and then what would that mean?
Johnson says there are tools at Iowa State University Extension's website, and you can search online ISU Ag Decision Maker and click on Farm Bill Decisions. Again, there's a March 15th deadline for either ARC or PLC. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver unlimited plan. Find us at straighttalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only, excludes taxes and fees.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 45. Then on Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a high right around 48. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends, that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much. He'd buy a shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bed. I've come to know.
red porkins up that red dirt road.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mary Chapin Carpenter and Shut Up and Kiss Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning from the Corn Soybean Expo. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Temperatures in the mid to upper 20s across the region this morning. Expecting sunshine today and temperatures in the 40s. A busy day yesterday at Corn Soy Expo as well. We had the annual meetings for not only the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Association, but Wisconsin Soybean Association, and also the Wisconsin Pork Association. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden is also in attendance to the Corn Soy Expo. And later this morning at about 8 o'clock, he's going to be giving an update on the Farm Bill, all part of the Corn Soy Expo. So that's going to be one of the highlights today as well. We have a whole bunch of interviews lined up as well. Today, we're going to be talking with Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing. Also had a chance to talk with Mike North from Ever.Egg. He has some interesting theories here, or at least some interesting thoughts about the big rise in cattle markets and how that could potentially benefit the dairy industry. And we're going to have that interview on Monday morning, so be listening for that as well. And we're going to be posting all of these as well eventually to our podcast page at our website at realcountry1430.com. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America has been brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Sustainable aviation fuel, long discussed by both biofuels proponents and environmentalists, is now in commercial production with the opening of the first sustainable jet fuel production facility in Georgia. I'll have more details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Sustainable aviation fuel, a type of aircraft fuel produced by refining sustainable products instead of fossil fuels, has long been anticipated by several groups throughout the economy. Environmentalists see it as a way to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions of global air travel, which currently uses about 6 million gallons of fuel every day. Commodities traders are watching for the anticipated bump in biomass demand, as SAF can be made from any renewable resource as long as the carbon intensity meets certain requirements. And last but not least, airlines are excited about sustainable aviation fuel and have pledged to buy billions of gallons over the next several years. The challenge, largely, has been that sustainable aviation fuel didn't really exist at a commercial scale. Until now. Last week, LanzaJet opened their Freedom Pines Sustainable Jet Fuel Factory, aiming to produce 9 million gallons of sustainable jet fuel a year in addition to 1 million gallons of renewable diesel. There are many pathways to create a sustainable aviation fuel, and LanzaJet has chosen to use the alcohol-to-jet method, effectively taking corn-based ethanol and further converting it to lower-carbon jet fuel. According to the company, fuel produced from this facility will reduce greenhouse gas emissions by more than 70% compared to traditional jet fuel. LanzaJet CEO Jimmy Simartzis said, quote, "It's an important milestone for us as an industry because we've been working together to do this for 14 years. It'll have an impact on aviation sustainability, clean tech, agricultural climate, and tech industries across the board." The company says the feedstocks for the plant will be corn and soybeans purchased from farmers, as well as some niche crops grown specifically for the SAF market, like Carinata. Production in Georgia is expected to ramp up in March, and I'll be back with more after this.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Yes, sustainable aviation fuel is hitting the big time. Back in December, the first transatlantic flight powered by SAF flew from Georgia to London. And now, with the opening of the LanzaJet fuel production facility, demand from the air travel sector looks set to grow. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears. And I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm going to settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
Gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads, and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
so long, we're almost like one. And the ties of our love are so strong, they could never be undone. But if you should ever get restless, just remember where. There's one thing this love has shown me, we are never alone. And no matter how far away you are, my love follows you. In every smile, every face, any time, any place, I will be there. Like the light in the dark, when you look in your heart,
Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Ever since I've known you, you belong to someone else. New York minute.
and take my Texas time. Do it. I'd do you every way but wrong. I'd make love to you in a New York minute and take my Texas time. Do it. I'd prove that in my arms is where you belong. I'd make love to you in a New York minute.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The latest USDA report from the National Ag Statistics Service reveals Wisconsin's milk goat population has remained stable in 2024 compared to the previous year. As of January 1st, the state has 74,000 milk goats, holding firm from 2023. Now, the national picture is slightly different. The number of goats in kid inventory in the U.S. dropped 2% in 2024. Now, despite the overall decline, there are some bright spots. Notably, the milk goat population increased by 1% nationally, reaching 415,000 head. Additionally, Angora goat numbers held steady at a lower level of 105,000 head. Meanwhile, the cattle inventory report showed a 2% decline in U.S. cattle inventory. The report shows 87.2 million head of cattle and calves on U.S. farms as of January 1st. Of the 87 million head inventory, all cows and heifers that have calved totaled 37.6 million. There are 28.2 million beef cows in the U.S., down 2% from last year. The number of milk cows in the U.S. decreased slightly to 9.36 million. The U.S. calf crop was estimated at 33.6 million head, down 2% from 2022. All cattle on feed were at 14.4 million head, up 2% from 2023. Now, to obtain an accurate measurement of the current state of the U.S. cattle industry, NAS surveyed approximately 36,000 operators across the nation during the first half of January. A new poll of agricultural economists by Farm Journal shows most expect lower commodity prices, along with an outlook for higher costs, to weigh in on the agriculture industry in 2024. Farm Journal has partnered with the University of Missouri to create the Ag Economist's monthly monitor. University of Missouri agricultural economist Scott Brown says, if we continue down the path that we started with the January estimates, perhaps we're telling 2024 to be a less positive story than we would have just a few months ago. Ag economists' forecasts for prices of all crops and livestock shifted lower compared to the December survey, signaling net farm income could also fall more than originally anticipated. The January survey found economists' views on net farm income also took a turn, with the survey average falling to $135 billion for 2024. However, agriculture economists think relatively strong balance sheets and working capital will provide a cushion for 2024 with no major concerns about immediate farm solvency issues. Veterinarians are visiting Capitol Hill next Tuesday to discuss legislative priorities with lawmakers. As part of the American Veterinary Medical Association's annual legislative fly-in, advocates will urge congressional offices to support and compose the Rural Veterinary Workforce Act. AVMA President Dr. Arena Carlson says we need to do more to attract and retain veterinarians in rural and underserved areas. With the Wisconsin Corn Soybean Expo going on here in Wisconsin Dells, the Wisconsin Soybean Association did pass their resolutions, and some of the resolutions include continued funding for rural road improvements and rural infrastructure improvements. They're also advocating for more economic opportunities for Wisconsin soybean growers specifically, with the proposed soybean crush plant being looked at in Evansville. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association also had their annual meeting. Some of the issues they were talking about also included the concerns over the lack of improvements for rural roads and bridges. Also, the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association looking to expand E15 across the state of Wisconsin. Also discussing that and some of their resolutions, and also expanding the use of blender pumps in the state. Of course, Wisconsin corn growers and Wisconsin soybean growers are also gearing up for the upcoming Commodity Classic in Houston at the end of the month. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Corn Soybean Expo in Wisconsin Dells. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 45. Then on Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a high right around 48. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there, city, there ain't nothing free.